Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk.
We have the power to stop the bullying. Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up. I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
You were tapping in the nighttime.
you're tapping all day long. Maybe I am the song of freedom. Am I the voice of so many men and women and children who love one another?
The show is done. Do you want to live again? Do you want to bloom again? Do you want to live again? Do you want to forgive again? Do you want to give and give and give and give of yourself? like a flower gives of itself through the process of death and rebirth. You want to give of yourself where people can smell your sweet song. They can smell your sweet fragrance and smell your sweet song and taste your beauty because you showed up, because you said yes, because you know that you are here for something bigger. Charles Holt, blooming where he's planted. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. It is a joy to be here again, to give again, to teach again, to love again, to laugh again, to be who I'm is. Oh, who knew that Ebonics was a spiritual statement? Who is you? Who is your identity? God is. My isness is who I'm is. Oh, Lord, here we go. Anyway, it's not Ebonics. You got it twisted. It's spiritual truth spoken through a different dialect, different language. welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for being here. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and today we're asking you, we're encouraging you, we're reminding you to bloom where you are planted. Are you trying to uproot yourself and find another ground, another soil? Are you just complaining that I'm not getting enough sun over here? That plant over there is getting more sun than me, so there's a mistake. Are you blooming where you are planted? You know, wherever you are, under the slab, in the middle of a forest, inside somebody's house, you're planted exactly where you need to be. Welcome to this wonderful day, 11-1-11. Folks are waiting until 11-11-11. I mean, come on, it's numbers. They have their energy based on the energy we give it. But today is just as powerful. As a matter of fact, every day is powerful, full of power. Don't be distracting me while I'm doing a show. People chatting to me in a chat room. Maybe I'm not supposed to. I shouldn't look. So anyway, yes, I am who I'm is. I am the isness of God. That's who I'm is. Charles Hope. If you want to find out more about that beautiful brother and how he is letting his colors, his smell, his fragrance just spread around the universe, go to his website, charlesholtproductions.com, charlesholtproductions.com, a member of Agape International Truth Center, and a singer and so much more. How are you guys doing? How are you ladies doing? How is everyone feeling today? Are you feeling like an elephant just stepped on you? Or are you feeling like you're getting ready to burst through to see the possibility? Are you germinating? Are you dying to the old? Yes, today turned out to be a continuation of yesterday. I just surrendered, let it happen. I welcome you all. Kobe, it is so nice to see you again. You're getting up there now. You're becoming a regular listener. But you got some people who they really just right up there. So, you know, maybe you need to listen to the archive regularly and then you can catch up. But it's nice to see you. Silent listeners, welcome, welcome, welcome. Melly, 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 how are you doing, my sister friend? It's nice to see you. And Teresa, Teja Vu, always nice to see you. Celeste's in the house. Betty stepped in and stepped out, and she's going to step back in. You know, that's just how it is. We'll welcome all the angels, all the non-physical beings that are here to support us in blooming light where we are. What is showing up in your world? How are you feeling today? When you woke up today, what's the first thought that came up for you? Or is it just another day, you know, another day, another dollar that they say? Well, it is another day, and you can create another dollar, but what does that really mean for you? How are you blooming?
Are you going through the fall season? Are you in the spring? Are you in the summer? Or are you just experiencing winter? Everything is just cold. People are cold. Loved ones are cold. Everything just seems stagnant. Everything is just dying. And you just had enough. Well, the key is to be yourself. Oscar Wilde said, be yourself. Everyone else is taken. So today we are reminding you, supporting you, assisting you to bloom where you are planted. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad on your candy bag. I was thinking of Halloween and then I threw myself off. So did you guys go trick-or-treating? I wonder what you guys got up to. I know some people went and had so much fun. And I was happy to put smiles on some young people's faces. There were times when I'm like, oh, can y'all stop knocking on the door? I sit down working on the computer. Like, okay. And they even come with no costumes on. I'm like, I'll just take candy and go. I'm sitting down again. I'm like, okay, I'm getting ready to put that candy outside. But I didn't. I didn't because there's going to be more coming. But anyway, it's nice to see you guys. Some quick announcements here, things that you already know, but just a reminder. Well, actually, this is a reminder that is worth you being reminded of. Make sure you check it out right now, lifeconversationsmedia.com, right now. Oh, right now. I know you're working, but check it out right now because you will be surprised. We've got a lot of guests coming up. I love it when I have people that want to dance with me. You know, let's see. We got Doug Daniels coming next Tuesday. Tom Zuber is coming back talking about, what's the topic of that show? I can't remember now. You'll find out. He's coming next week. Linda Howe is coming. We're talking about Akashic Record. We got Jill LeBeau and Maureen Rattis. They're talking about feng shui in your mind. We have Lisa Williams, a medium clairvoyant. We have Margaret Paul talking about inner abundance, creating the love that you want. We have Sonia Croquette. She's talking about the sixth sensory wisdom. So we have quite a few people. That's not everybody, but, you know, it's just you watching. We have an animal communicator. We're doing it big. We're preparing you for 2000. We're preparing you for 2012. But, you know, we're not going to wait there. We're going to start now. Because who you are now will determine your 2012 and 13 and 14. If you are correct, if you're grounded right now, if you're in alignment with the truth of who you are, if you recognize that you are here for something bigger now, then you don't have to worry about everything else. So even if everything is crumbling around you, if there are things in your life that you don't even know how is going to happen, you can still hold on. You can just ride the magic carpet. You can allow the grace of God to move you through one moment at a time. One moment at a time. And the moments leads to hours. The hours lead to a day and weeks and months. And before you know it, you'll look back. Just think about your life. I was looking at the archive list yesterday. I was looking for a particular show, and I was surprised to find out that it was done in February this year. Like, wow. But in February, I couldn't have imagined what November 1st, 2011 would look like. I may have worried about it, feared it, anticipated it, expect great things to happen, but I'm here. What am I saying? You know, the future really doesn't exist. We create the future. We have the power. We are extension of the one source. Remember that. That's what we're here to do. And, that's what we're here to do. And speaking of here to do, let's remind you of what's happening tomorrow. Spiritual Tag Team. Spiritual Tag Team. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right? Yes, it is. Spiritual Tag Team with Lisa Williams. No. Spiritual Tag Team with Betty Pegues, Psychic Betty Pegues and Life Coach Ade. Spiritual Tag Team is where we support you. You know, you're hearing the words. You're hearing the inner tap. Something is tapping you. Something is saying you're here for something bigger. But sometimes because of life circumstances, because of the changes that are going on in the world, we read about it. Sometimes we get distracted. We're like, what? Kim Kardashian is getting a divorce? That's such a waste of money. That's just so ridiculous. Stop it. It's a distraction. Don't do it to yourself. I read somewhere apparently they spent $10 million. So what? I don't give a crap. I really don't care how much they spend. I bless them in all their endeavors, their experience. So we get caught up in that thing, those things going on in the world. They're living out their soul experience. So with Spiritual Tactics, we remind you to stay focused, to remind you that you're one with God, one with the One. You know, just take a breath with me right now. Let's take a breath together. As a matter of fact, let's do an affirmation. You know what's coming up. Carly Jackson, help us out here.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Now, you can hear that and say, wow, that sister has a beautiful voice. Oh, that's so nice. Or you can hear it and say, I know that to be my truth. Or maybe you heard those words and say, sometimes I know that to be my truth. Sometimes I forget. Wherever you are, all is well. When you think about it, I am strong, I am wonderful. I am, you are the delight of God. If you are the delight of God and you are free and you're wonderful and you're whole and you're free, it's time to bloom where you're planted. Who are you? Why are you here? What's your gift? What difference are you making in the world? Are people recognizing your beauty? Are they seeing your colors? Now, so many reasons, so many stories we can tell. When you think about blooming, right, what does that mean? You know, so much happened for you to see a flower, and most of it happened behind the scenes. There was a quiet transformation happening. Can you imagine? It was a deep contemplation of the seed saying, oh gosh, they're putting me under this dirt. Oh, I forgot. I sacrificed. I gave myself away. I gave my life away. Oh, this is why I'm alive. Use me, God. And then the seed just quietly does what it needs to do by being still, allowing life to be birthed through it. And then one day, sometimes during the fall season, you see a flower. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you may even see it during the winter. Depends on all the changes going on nowadays. Some flowers are just resilient, and I don't care what season is going on the planet. I'm here to bloom where I'm planted. But of course, we know during spring, they all spring forth and spring out. And we talk about how beautiful it is. How beautiful we love, how much we love the spring and the summer because of the flowers, the trees, and the birds. But you know, regardless of what's going on the planet, are you being a reflection of the wonderful flower called God? When people see you, do they see your beauty? Or do they just hear you talk about the regular stuff? Are you willing, ready to sacrifice the old as you embrace the new. Now, you don't have to be willing. It's going to happen. It's a little bit more sweeter when you do it consciously, when you become a willing participant of your life. We're being called to step up. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. And we are talking about blooming, shining, nourishing, flourishing, and shining so bright so that when you leave this planet, the world will be tempted to start a religion after you. Think about that for a minute. Or a spiritual practice. Or they write a book about you. Or they start a website because of your life. It's time for us to snap out of the spiritual amnesia and recognize that we have this religion, this spiritual institution. It's not about those that came before us, or not just about them, but each and every one of us are here to leave a legacy that transforms the next generation. You, as the seed of God that was always alive, you know, your parents came together to be the loving incubator for you to be birthed. They've done their part. The question is, now are you creating that quiet space? Are you taking time to be still? Are you listening for what is seeking to be birthed? I think yesterday I was talking about having a bigger vision. So much is going on right now. We're feeling the shift. We're feeling the transformation. And the solution to the transformation that is happening with or without you, meaning you can be part of it consciously or unconsciously, is willing to be so much more. So that when people are saying, where is God? Why isn't God doing anything? You will show up so bright, so powerful, that people's questions will be answered because you become the hands of God. You become the face of God. You become the miracle. And fully, truly express the love that you are, the love that transforms, that transcends emotions. Every day, every moment, you say, you ask yourself, even if you don't like your job right now, even if you're tired of your job, even if you think it's time for you to move on to do your own thing, but you can't seem to find the right job right now, choose again and ask yourself, how can I do what I'm doing right now so excellently that when I do leave, I will be missed? They will feel my presence, not being missed from a I'll show you, but that they can talk about the standards and the quality of your work. And how you went beyond the call of duty. You're not trying to change anything. You're just being, you're embracing the change that is happening already. Like a seed. A seed doesn't try to move somewhere else. Or a flower doesn't look at another flower and say, I wish I was color purple. Every year I just show up as yellow. Every year I'm just blue. Every year I'm just red. What can I do, God, to just have all the colors? I always find it funny when people say, you know, when they call radio hosts or guests or authors or teachers and say, what can we do to speed up this transformation so I can leave my body without dying? Now, It's all well and good, but come on. Come on. Are you ready to go now? More than likely they will say no, but if you're not ready to go right now, don't worry about that. It's bigger than your intellect. Every condition that you're going through right now that is around you, things that you're feeling and not feeling, everything that's happening and not happening, is the perfect fertilizer to help you grow and be strong and find your footing. But you've got to be willing to reach deep, deep down in the roots of your consciousness, of your existence, of your truth. And be grounded without struggle.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
in the land of I am more than I have been, I am. No matter what is going on, if I lose sound, if you can't hear me, if I can't hear me, all is well. Because we're going to work it out. We trust the process. We're not going to trip. We're going to trust. Yes, you are listening to at LifeCoachAdeonLifeConversationsRadio.com. Ricky Byers Beckwith is reminding us that we're so much more than technology. We're so much more. Nothing can hold us back. We're so much more than a computer freezing. We're so much more. Oh, boy. Yes, bloom where you're planted. I am planted right here, and I'm going to continue to bloom and glow and flow and just let life do what life needs to do, because we're all feeling it. We're all going through it and growing through it. But, you know, I took a break at the perfect time. And while I did that, I pulled something up. Like, rather than just get all caught up in what's going on with, you know, the technology, I can remind myself who I am. So, here's a reminder of who we really are, downloaded by Marianne Williamson. You've heard this, but in the context of blowing, you can blow to bloom first and then blow, or let someone blow on your light, on your love. In the context of blooming where you are planted, because you are perfectly chosen to be right where you are, remember this when you're thinking of finding a different soil, a different spot. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Our deepest fear is crazy. Because I don't want to stay with that. I'll stay with that. Our deepest fear, you know, let's go to the beginning. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. We're not afraid, you know, that I can't do this, I can't do that. But Mary Williamson is reminding us really what we're afraid of is our power. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Well, what would happen if I start living from my authentic self? What would happen if I start living my dreams? I'm going to lose friends. I'm going to lose family members. They're going to think I'm whatever. They're going to think that. We're afraid of our own power. Marianne Williamson continued to remind us, it is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. I mean, I get it. I tell you, I get it. I don't know about y'all, but I get it. Because, woo! So let's keep going. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? I mean, who am I? I mean, come on. Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. Playing small doesn't serve the world. You are here to bloom. So your playing small doesn't serve the world. So if you've never heard this quote before, which, you know, you just have to Google it, just type in our deepest fear. But I'm going to weave a lot of different things that come up as I read it, because that's just how I do it. I refuse to play small. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. So you are here to bloom, to grow. You're here to shine your light, to let people see your colors, to let people smell your fragrance. When they look at you, they say, wow, that's a sight to behold. I want to be the one to recognize it and hold it because I don't want it to go anywhere. Wow, so much beauty. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. It's a light. It's a lot. And no matter what is going on right now, let's see. Yeah, I've got stuff going on, but we're going to keep it going. Life is moving, and I move with it. I embrace And I'm going to blank screen my computer, but I can still read what I have on here, so I don't need to worry about my computer. Well, the browser is blank, but Microsoft Word is giving me the Word, because I am the Word. The Word was with me even before I knew who I was. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are all meant to bloom like flowers do. We are all meant to love as God is. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us. It's in everyone. It's in everyone. So when you look at your light shining, don't compare it to other people. Don't compare your success to your neighbors, to your coworker, to your brother, to your sister, to your parents. Compare your success to your own success. Compare it with your own light. Compare it with your own soul and say and ask yourself, is this what my soul wants? Is what I'm doing, what I'm reflecting, what I'm expressing in alignment with my soul's desire? It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, here's the power statement, even though sometimes it's scary to shine that light. But when you look out in the world and say, what's the world coming to? People getting married and 72 days later they're getting divorced. What's the world coming to? Well, guess what? The world is reminding you and asking you, shine your light. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence. I love this. As I am liberated from my own fear, my presence, your presence, automatically liberates others. So when you say, let there be peace, I hope one day there'll be peace on this planet, one day we'll all be free, don't worry about that. Worry about freeing yourself from attachment. Free yourself from judging your life, your existence, based on material things. Now, they are wonderful. I say bring it on. The car, the house, everything, the clothes, all things that come with materialistic thinking. The money, the acres and acres and acres of land, bring it. But we have to remember that everything is an expression of source, of the universe, of God. So then there is no attachment. We free ourselves from our fears, and your fears actually become a testimony when you free yourself from it. You use it as an example to teach others, to remind others and tell them anything is possible. Anything is possible. And it's one thing to just to speak what you heard. It's another thing to speak from experience. And, you know, life, you get to make it up. You get to make it up. But let me make this up right now. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at LifeConversationsRadio.com. Now, I can't see the chat room. I can't see my switchboard, so I can't see anything. Well, actually, my browser just has this blue screen. No, there's a blue around the corner, but there's a white. I think the light of God is shining on me. I didn't need to be distracted. So I receive the light that is shining. I can even play the music, take a break, and I just have to keep talking until my browser gets itself together. Maybe I can open another browser. I don't know. I don't know if I can keep talking to 1:30. I'm going to run out of things to say. Yes, I will, actually, if I think about it. But if I get myself out of the way and allow myself to be an instrument, then I won't have to worry. But let me open another browser here. Let's see if I can pimp my browser and put some Chrome on it. Because all that Firefox in is just too hot. I don't want to go on an Internet Explorer because I don't feel like I want to stay right where I'm at right now. So let's see if I can pimp my browser and put some Chrome on it. Oh, my God. Who is this guy? All right, let's try this. All right. Let's see. Yeah. We're working something out here. 347, I give out the number, but it's not that I can come to you or unmute you. But 347-426-3346. Sometimes it can be a little bit challenging trying to stay in the flow when things are not going the way it needs to go. So I am grateful for this opportunity to be an example of what I teach. So even now I know all is well because I can tap into my IGS. I know you guys can hear me. And I got another browser. So this. How do you bloom when everything is just blowing you from one side to the other? How do you bloom when you can't even find your, when you can't find your soil, you can't find your groundedness? When everything is just crazy, when it looks so dark, when you can't find the sun. I mean, Life Coach, you're talking about blooming. I don't know what's going on. I've been tossed in the wind. You just keep going. You keep moving. You can choose. I can choose to be tripping right now, but I won't. So let's do this. We need some grounding. I know. So this is for anybody who's feeling tossed in the wind. Karen Drucker, what say you? What's going on here? I need you to tell me something. Where is she? I give thanks for another browser. I give thanks for listeners saying, you disappeared. You transformed. Karen Drucker said, don't trip. Don't worry. All is well. All is well. I'm going to take a break. Regroup. And then just call out for an engineer. So I don't have to worry about all of this stuff. I can blame somebody else for the mistake. I know who to blame, but I won't.
All is well. I can rest. I am free. All is well. All is well. I can rest. I am. All is well.
you're competing with the show. You go blog talk radio trying to figure stuff out. And I am taking a breath. Let's see. Let's bring a caller in here so I know Celeste will hold in. He's going to drop some numbers on us. Let's see. Yeah, hold the show up, that's for sure. Can you guys hear the song? That's what I need to know. I got all kinds of stuff going on. All is well, Karen Drucker. If you want to find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to karendrucker.com. Let me just bring Celeste in here. Celeste is the giver of gifts, the deliverer of love. If I can find the right browser to open up. Let's see. Here we go. Celeste!
My brother, how are you?
I am full of excitement and
clearly
future transformation that's taking place live.
Yes, yes, and it's really funny. I have a gift for you for sure.
Before you give me the gift, I want you to give me the gift of technology taking care of itself.
Ooh, I'm trying to. It's a lot of water running today. Okay, for real. And when I say there's a lot of water, I mean there's a lot of getting in touch with deep emotions. And often when people deal with water, you know, we kind of think about, you know, the drizzle of the rain, you know, that's a nice, sweet walk. But then there are times when you're just on a jet ski, man, and you just got to roll with the flow of it. And I think you're jet skiing right now, energetically. Because that's the energy that's running. It's seven. It's the chariot. So I would envision myself on a really, really high-performing anything that's moving, but I would put it in water. So you could do jet skis. You could do a boat, but that's exactly what the energy is like right now because there's a lot of stuff that's mixing at the same time. You know, You were wondering what people were doing on Halloween night. I said I was going to be home alone. And I did not end up doing that. I was kidnapped by my baby sister, and I mean that. But I didn't realize that it was supposed to happen that way. I had to surrender to that moment because we were able, and I'm not kidding, to read the sky last night. It's a game that I used to play with my little brother, and I taught my sister. And she had a friend whose wife just transitioned. And we saw so much beauty in those clouds last night. So I would advise anybody, if your night sky is clear and you have clouds, go out and spend some time with it. Because we actually today saw a beach in the sky last night. And what the brother shared with us was that the sky that we were looking at was exactly like the sky in the Bahamas. And he's not used to looking at the clouds the way we are. And he just said, and this made me think of you, actually, because he said, I have not relaxed like this in so long. I feel like a kid. I mean, he was rejuvenated from Halloween last night. And that energy is still running for a lot of people and a lot of different traditions that I am not an expert in. But I will say this, because I've checked it 5,000 times. All Saints Day is today. The Celtic Halloween is still running. It's 3 days. I know there's something else. Oh, it's the Day of the Dead in Mexico. I mean, there's just a lot of powerful stuff running. And number seven is the number, and it's the mother of the oceans, Yamaja. So, yeah, get your jet skis, buddy. That's what's flowing.
I was just going to say that. Go with the flow, glow with the flow, and be in the flow. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate that. There's so much more going on. I appreciate
you. Oh, and I did hug a tree.
Great, yeah.
I'm by the trees right now.
Hug another tree and say, this is for me. Thank you for letting me know what's going on through Facebook. I appreciate that. Let's go to my co-producer right now. And so let's talk about surrender. That's the key, really. You know, when you talk about blooming where you are planted, where are you now? What's going on in your world? What's happening? What's showing up? The best you can do is to surrender to it. I have a choice to trip or trust. I have to be mad and look for someone to blame. But, you know, it is what it is. if I want to say, well, something's going on with talk radio, blah, 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 but there's something else deeper than that. And how many days has it worked for me? So I'm not going to trip about this moment where there's been some issues. Let me bring my co-producer, and she, let's see what she's going to bring. Betty, 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 what you got for us? Oh, wait a minute. That sound, I know you. I know what that sound means, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were listening to me when I just said woo? I thought I was still on. I can't
know what that means.
I can't get on the switchboard myself right now, you know. You know, but, you know, I'm like, oh, look at our day. Poor our day. I mean, he's going through all kinds of stuff with Blog Talk today and computers and everything. But, you know, it's life. It's life, and it's what this show is about, blooming where you plant it, blooming no matter what the weather condition is or the situation. You know, I tell people life goes on. Life moves. It do not wait for you to get your act together. It do not wait for you to figure it out. It do not wait for the right time. It waits for none of those things. It says you either bloom where you are and you find yourself pushing up out of the ground, struggling really hard, or you let a little rain come, you let a little sunshine come, let the ground get just right and bloom up slowly. So I'm saying, you know, that today it's snowing out here in good old Utah. And raining at the same time, and
wow.
It's cold, and the wind is blowing, and I'm sort of like, hey, I'm flowing with it. I'm loving it. It's giving me opportunities to do those things that I like to do during these type of conditionings. But blooming, we bloom every day. You know, we at night, I like to say we're like a rose that closes at night. And then we bloom in the morning. And so every morning we bloom. But a lot of us are so busy trying to figure it out, trying to get to the next level, trying to find our path, trying to reading, holding cards, this, that, and other, that we're not taking a deep breath and say, let me cultivate where I'm at in this moment. Right now, because in actuality, when all is said and done, when everybody gave this, that, and other opinions, right now it's the only thing we got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so right now, let me bloom. Let me bloom right now. And then, you know, when the sun comes out a little better and I'm feeling a little relaxed, now let me go read a bullet card or eat or whatever, but bloom right now. And to me, blooming, it means living in the moment. So,
living in the moment.
Yeah.
Yes,
you
indeed.
Know, you know,
yes,
I mean, you
indeed.
Have your dreams. But, you know, a lot of us are missing the everyday moments and joy of blooming in the moment, of blooming right
mm-hmm.
now. Because we're so focused on trying to get there. And unfortunately, a lot of us don't even know what there is. So we're so focused on trying to get there, trying to figure it out, trying to find our path, trying to make head to tail of life, trying to figure out God. Oh, and the list goes on and on and on. But the whole time, you're not blooming where you're at. So you cannot get to where you want to go until you can appreciate and bloom where you're at.
Yes, indeed.
And that's
thank
the,
you,
that's
thank
the
you.
Word according to Betty.
That's right. Thank you, thank you. I'm so glad. Even the great thing about this experience that we're having, Teresa in the chat room said, why don't you just trip and trust? So yes, I'm going to trip and trust and go with the flow. Like, now I think Firefox is I'm going to say something else here. It's just all kind of crazy stuff is going on. But anyway, I think Teresa is
blame
calling
it on the
in.
Planet. Blame it on
you
the moon.
What?
Blame it on the planets. You know how it is when Mercury retrograde.
I know, right? Let's blame
around.
It on the planet. Yes,
blame
indeed.
It. What moon cycle is right now? Because we can literally blame it on a moon cycle. So whatever moon cycle is happening right now, it's a waxing moon or a waning moon or something like that. You know, you can always find something to blame your issues and problems on. And I say
yeah.
Might as well blame it on nature because it won't talk back and it won't care. So.
No, I'm not the only nutty one that does a show. You know, it's nice to know that my co-producer is just as nutty as I am. Betty's going to be here tomorrow for spiritual tag team. Tomorrow, Wednesday. So if you got issues going on and you want to blame somebody, just call in tomorrow.
If you got some major issues going on and you want to talk it over, and you want us to tell you where to go, and you want us to give you direct answers and how to get there, don't call the show.
Bye, Betty. I'm muting you. You owe me all.
You won't get that type of answer.
Fielding the show up. I'm like, oh, yeah, I like what she's saying. I was doing something else, and I heard the end. I'm like, oh, God. Talk to you later, Betty. Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AOLifeConversationsRadio.com. Now, Teresa, thank you for all the things you're doing. But come on now, tell the stories to the world. Don't just tell me. Stop being stingy with your wonderful story and what you have to share. I can't read and talk. Well, I can sometimes. But anyway, you better hurry up before I play some music. See, that's a great thing about social network as well. See, Firefox is tripping. Blog Talk is tripping. This is a reflection of the life we're living right now. You know, I did say I wasn't going to spend too much time even talking about Kim Kardashian, but, you know, maybe, just maybe, their relationship is symbolic of what's going on in the world, the energy of this time, that just when you think you found the right thing, a month or so later, everything crumbles. So be careful when you're judging. Be careful when you're pointing fingers. Be very careful. It's really about surrendering to the transformation. Surrendering to the transformation. I'm going to surrender to this transformation and play a song, because it just music has a way of bringing it together. And let's see. And if all else fails... This is kind of like, no, I won't do that. I won't do that. Here's what we're going to do. Let's do this. McCool Ray, where are you? Teresa, where are you? You know we're waiting. The world is waiting to hear you. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Do you feel it? Whoa, that's a bit loud. Are you feeling the storm? Are you being tossed in the wind? You feel you're separated, disconnected. You're not. Surrender and let life do what life needs to do through and as. There's a feeling within you, tapping you. Love is truly a current of energy. Have you tapped in today? Cool Ray, remind us to tap in. We'll be right back.
There's this feeling within. I just got tapped in. It's been there all the while, patiently waiting for me to open up my heart and lighten up my load. I'm getting grounded in earth so my soul don't explode. Yeah, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into this frequency. It flows through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be. There's no static in the vibe. On rays of sunshine we rise. All dramatic circumstance is cleared away when we join the dance. In the moment you will see. Breathing deep electricity, you channel stellar cosmic sounds. As an instrument I found there, love is a current of energy. Come on, tap into
this frequency. Oh, I forgot. I don't care, it's flowing through me.
Through you, it flows through me. Life from the sun is who we be.
life is flowing through you, it's flowing through me, and you will know, you will feel it, you will hear it, you will taste it, you will touch it, you will sense it when you tap in. And even if your singing voice is taking a break because it was gigging last night, you still sing and you don't care what you sound like. Let's bring my friend here, Teresa Teja Vu. How are you doing, my friend?
Hi, Ade. Hi, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello.
It's funny that you said that about your voice, because I've been fighting up. And now
I can sing now. I'm a great singer. But yeah, I always tell people, my singing voice was gigging last night, so usually it sleeps till about 3 o'clock. Or sometimes it wakes up around 1 just after the show. But, you know, in the meantime, I step in. So anyway, what's flowing through you, Teresa?
I just find I was sharing with you, and I shared in the chat room, but I'll share on air. The blooming that you talk of, blooming where you stand, blooming right now with what is, with everybody going through the seasons and fall and snow and, you know, losing certain flowers and things. And out here in the Northwest, we have the lovely benefit of always having things green, which I love, because even though we do lose certain flowers, we have other ones that come in and are vibrant in the wintertime. But I have a lot of things that I grow in my front yard along with vegetables and stuff. And I had a couple planters with flowers. And, you know, as sad as it is to kind of watch things change, they were starting to die off. And I went by them a couple times in and out the front door thinking, okay, I've got to clean out my planters and you know, take out all the dead stuff and what. And I just hadn't got to it. And yesterday as I'm walking up, I'm getting my niece out of the car because she came to play with us this weekend. I got her out of the car, and she's 6. And she runs up and says, "Auntie, you have a great big yellow flower in your pot." And I said, and I look over like, what is she seeing? Like a dandelion or something? And I'm thinking, how can a dandelion be living right now? And it's not. It's a great big beautiful yellow flower in amidst all of the dead stuff within the planter. So I thought, how beautiful is that? And then a second one showed up the following day. So I just think it's neat. And, you know, to just smile and enjoy the fact that I would have pulled that out a couple days ago. I would have pulled all that out and missed out on the opportunity to see that wild flower that just randomly got there, showed up for me. So it's a beautiful reminder, and then you have a show today saying blooming where you stand, bloom where you stand, and go with the flow and surrender, and, you know, it's an interesting time. It's an interesting time. So thank you.
You're very welcome. It is an interesting time, and we're all feeling it, that, you know, when we just surrender to it. Because sometimes you just don't have any answers. Sometimes you just can't even explain what's going on. Sometimes it's too painful. I mean, sometimes this happens, you know. You talk about, you know, blooming where you're planted, blooming where you're standing, blooming where you are. This is real life happening right here, you know. It's, especially when we're doing live shows, there's nothing you can do. You just kind of move through it and let it happen. But when we surrender, sometimes we forget. And life will remind us that, oh, it was perfect that you forgot, you know? So, yes, thank you for sharing that story. And I'm going to take cue from all that is going on and get ready to release the show. And I thank you for calling, and thank you for kind of helping me out behind the scenes through Facebook and keeping me up to date with what's going on. And I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern.
I will be here, as always.
Love and blessings. Yes, yes, yes. It's almost time to release the show. And I get it. Oh, this is a nice song. Let's see, which song am I going to play? We better hurry up before something else happens. Decide what song you're going to play now. But anyway, I want to thank you all in the chat room, on the phone line, on Facebook, and wherever you are, and all the other stuff. If you guys have a clue, I mean, you're hearing part of what's going on, but there's so much that you don't even know is going on here. But anyway, I'm going to love to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. And tomorrow, I'm going to be calling into the psychic and the life coach. I don't understand. I plan a show, and I'm all ready, and things are happening, and then suddenly something happened. Can you tell me what I need to focus on? Is my life going to get better tomorrow, spiritually detective? Love you all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Anything else I want to play a song or don't want to play? Yeah, let's play a song. Choices. Julie Dexter. It's all about the choices that we make. And the choice you make is based on your awareness. So make sure you share the show. Well, actually, no, don't share this show with them, please. Don't share this show. Don't tell them about this show. They're like, what? Share the show with them. But you share today's show because there's something in there you know they need to hear. Let them know that, you know, life was happening, so just excuse the spiritual dust. Things were crashing and all kind of stuff was going on. So anyway, juliedexter.com is where you can find out more about Julie Dexter. And it's all about the choices we're making. I love you. I bless you. And I'll see you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Make the right choice.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.